Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa and Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. I'm Melissa. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I'm a licensed professional counselor associate. And most importantly, I'm a child of God. This morning, we wanted to say thank you, God, for keeping us safe through the night. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for giving us guidance. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives right now. Thank you for the good and the bad. Heavenly Father, as we go traveling this day, please continue to protect us, keep us safe, and just be in the heart and minds of everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. This is this show. I'm not sure how many episodes that I've ever done of this show, 144, 145, something to that effect. A little while I've been doing it, since March of 2014, maybe even 13. I'm not sure. I originally started the show because someone said that they let me hear the sound of my voice, and I'd never heard the sound of my voice before, and I thought, wow, I guess, you know, when you think that you don't have a TV voice or you don't think that you have a radio voice, you ultimately find out that you have one. And so it sounded pretty good, and I said, well, I feel like I have something to say. I never really marketed this program, Talk with Trinity. Trinity is the name of the business that sponsors this, name of my business, Trinity Counseling Services, located 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206, and 508 Hollywood Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. Phone number is area code 704-333-2446 and 336-675-0075. We have a couple of websites that you can check out. TrinityCounselingCharlotte.com is one. Women of Strength. NC.webs.com is another. MelissaEnoch.com is a third. Those are three websites that I maintain. I do them sporadically. The Trinity Counseling Charlotte one is the primary one. It's for the business. It explains all of what Trinity Counseling is, what it's about, what we do there. MelissaEnoch.com is my personal one. I blog on it a little bit. It's written underneath journal. And then Women of Strength, nc.webs.com is the third one, and that's for my nonprofit organization, which is Women of Strength. Women of Strength originates from a book that I wrote, which was The Strength of Her Words, and I thought it was a really good idea that I come up with an outreach program that focuses on women coming together and dealing with issues that are in the world. There's a call-in number if you want, 347-945-5924. You can also listen to some of the archived episodes on TrinityCounselingCharlotte.com. And this morning, this is our follow-up program from our event that we hosted on Saturday. We had a pretty decent turnout. I was really excited about the individuals that showed up. I, in error, neglected to thank one of our primary sponsors, which is the Addiction Professionals of North Carolina. I'm not sure how I'm going to fix that, but I feel really guilty about that because they did donate to the cause along with a lot of other people. I'd like to try to list all of them if I can out of my head. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do the bulk of them, but I'm going to do my best. Because with National Recovery Month, it's to increase awareness about recovery and recovery is possible in the community as far as resources that are available and different organizations that are focused on helping individuals who have substance use disorders as well as mental health. And anytime that I put together the program, this is our 11th annual program. I don't know if I've shared a brief history or just a little bit. I have 25 minutes left in this program. Unless somebody calls in and inquires or asks a question, then I'm going to go forth because I get really excited when I talk about National Recovery Month and its origin. So this is the month of September. That's National Recovery Month. And when I formed the business of Trinity Counseling Services, it was after working about, I had been in the field from 1994 So from 1994 to 2003, almost 10 years of being in the field, I went through a few things as far as work went. I was working at Detox, and from working there, I learned a lot about pharmacology and withdrawal symptoms and what individuals went through. So Mecklenburg County Substance Abuse Services Center at that time was underneath not yet underneath the local management entity. There was no such thing as an LME. It was strictly Mecklenburg County that owned a lot of resources in the community for a lot of different social services, veteran services, mental health services. And over the years, what has happened is the management of all of that has changed. But so I worked there, and I learned all about withdrawal symptoms and things like that. And I learned that some individuals had no idea, no clue that they were addicts or alcoholics, hated the label, even though from the time they were very young to from like 13 or 14 years old until they were adults, they struggled with the use of alcohol and drugs and didn't want to say that there was some inanimate thing that had taken control over their life. So in the formation of Trinity, that's the first E, or that's education. The education is learning about addiction any way you can and the information that goes along with that. And it's vast. It starts in psychology, it starts in personality, it starts from the time you're born. It even starts prior to that, it starts in genetics. And so education about that is it's very imperative. And so when any time that Trinity was formed, the three, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, when you're a Christian, or three, which is wisdom, knowledge, and instructions, which is our background scripture from Proverbs, wisdom, knowledge, and instructions. So three is the education, enrichment, and enlightenment, sort of like the sun, the moon, and the stars, but I digress. So you have the education. And so once an individual realizes where they are in addiction or alcoholism, the next E is enrichment. You know, there's a value to telling your story. There's a value to experiences that you go through, both positive and negative. There's a value. So the second part of the Trinity, that came from individuals who felt devalued or individuals who felt disgruntled or any D-E-D-I-S or D-E-D-I-S. Any of those, any word that starts off with this or the means that you feel not, without, you feel lost, you feel something is missing. And or even belittled, you're feeling at a loss for things, and so people have to realize that there's a value to everything that you go through. And the Bible says that everything works together for the good of those who love the Lord. So we don't hear that part when we're going through chaos and confusion. We think that just in good times that God is there, but God is there in the good and the bad. And so if you feel devalued, things like that, giving people value back. Giving them value through experience, or just letting them know their experiences are valuable. And then that was the second part of Trinity, is letting people know, you know what, I appreciate you. I know this is a bad situation that you're in right now that caused you to find yourself before me, but I appreciate you. And so in the beginning of Trinity, that was the second part of it. And then the third part was the enrichment, enlightenment. The enlightenment was the third. So education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all people. I believed even at that time that individuals, once you became enlightened, that progress would happen, change would occur. A change is going to come. And so it's no new thing to me about being awake. I mean, people are talking about we need to wake up. We need to be awakened. Many of us and who have been enlightened a long time. Matter of fact, we were born with light. God gave us gifts of wisdom. He gave us gifts of discernment. And those individuals who have, speaking for myself, who have that wisdom, who have that knowledge, and who have that discernment. Yeah, we go through stuff also, but we go through it in the natural, spiritually. God gave us the ability to see through things. And so we've been enlightened. We've been awake. We were born awake. We have family members that have allowed us to be awake. My mother has always allowed me to make my own decisions about things, and she's pretty much been a coach. She's been a mother, but she's been more of a trainer and a coach, and she's let me know different things that she's gone through. And rather than to spend her time, because she came up in the 60s, she was born in at 1940. So when Martin Luther King died, she was 25 years old, which was I was 23 when I started working. She knows all about civil rights movement and all of that. She came of age in that time frame. And she knew all about the riots and the chaos and the confusion and the dogs and the looting and the burning and the not being able to go in this place or that place or the other place. And as long as it didn't mess with her family, and as long as it didn't mess with her food, and as long as it didn't mess with her taking care of her household, she didn't care about all that extra stuff. And she taught me the exact same thing. So I've been awake a long time. I've been awake, if you count her plus me, we've been awakened for about 100 years or more. And then I had a grandmother who was also enlightened. My grandmother died when she was 98 years old. She was born in 1906. My grandmother operated a store when women weren't supposed to be operating anything. Her husband died when she was fairly young, so she had to take care of her 9 children, and she did that through the operation of the store and being a seamstress and using the gifts that God gave her. And she may have raised her voice a few times, I imagine, but never when I saw her. People just respected her, and she was a respectable person. She didn't have to raise any heck to get the things she needed. And people even speak of her to this day about her store and whatnot, and how she dealt with them fairly and how she dealt with them honestly. And so that's a legacy. And so I've been awakened for, if you count her as well, at least 200 years if you count us all together. So this enlightenment that individuals have has come from truth. It hasn't come from denial, and hasn't come from lying, and hasn't come from blaming, it hasn't come from any of that. Yeah, we have all, my family has gone through a lot in the years that they've gone through it, but the enlightenment is to tell the story. And so Women of Strength and Trinity Counseling Services and even myself, which makes the three, have experienced these things and have tried to give individuals this type of information and just said, just tell your story and let people know what you've gone through and let them know how you got over. And that's the revolution. It's not being televised with people burning down buildings and things like that. So back in 2003, after writing the book, The Strength of Her Words, which was from an individual who said, well, Melissa, because of your history, because of your story, you have these resentments that you need to deal with. And at that point in time that I wrote it, I did, and I do. But at the point in time that I wrote it, it was a process that helped me to get there. The process came from spending time with my clients, which were at work in the jail, working at work release 9 years. And we would sit down and to understand them better, I helped them. I was writing stories for them, not necessarily their stories, but giving myself a better understanding and seeing the patterns and things that occurred in their lives and how that fit in them being incarcerated, and then imposing upon them to take a look at those things and seeing what those patterns are. But it was not, this is my own personal belief, it was because my job, my duty, my responsibility was to assist these individuals in determining what their major issues were, their presenting problems are, and helping them to work through their goals. And so you give me a list, I'll work it. And that was my job. That was my job description. That was what I was required to do, and that's what I tried to do to the best of my ability. And what came from that is my own book, and I encourage them to write theirs, looking at the patterns. And so when the individual said, I have issues with abandonment and the rejection, I said, let me take a look at that. And what came up is I had women in my life, even though I may have been adopted and the woman may have left me behind or all the different changes, I was lucky. I didn't just have a birth parent, a birth mother. I had birth mothers. I had birth mothers to other people's mothers who became my mother, and I have individuals in my life even now that have helped me along the way, and for I am forever grateful for them doing that, because I would not have been able to make it 22 years in the field without the assistance of a few people that are some of whom are still in my life and some who are not. But I wouldn't have been able to do that. So the Strength of Her Words, and then that was Women of Strength, and then that was Trinity Counseling Services. So that Trinity Counseling Services is a culmination of all that. So now, how did that tie in with National Recovery Month? Well, when I first started to plan for National Recovery Month back when I originally started, what I would do is every month you take on an issue. This is the Women of Strength Day. And so January was, of course, New Year's. And February was Valentine's Day, Love Month. Black History Month, and then March was St. Patrick's Day, and April was, I later learned, was Alcohol Awareness Month, and then May was the month that you celebrate Mother's Day or Cinco de Mayo, so anything that related to mothers. And then June was Father's Day, same thing. And in July, we take a break, but that was Independence Day. And then August was back to school. In September, it became National Recovery Month after reading about it. And October is Domestic Violence Month. November, we get to Thanksgiving, and then December is Christmas. And then we do it all over again. So every month, I would host workshops in different places about different topics. Foster, November, Thanksgiving, thankful that foster care month. That was what we did. So then we tied it in with different businesses and different organizations that promoted these different months. So you had Wendy's. She was adopted, or not in foster care, but she was adopted. So November, we would reach out to Wendy's to support. And then every month was dedicated to reaching out to an organization. Well, the March and September idea, which was the planting and the harvest, being from the country, being from Alamance County, my mother used to garden, and she used to plant around March or April. Not really, there was some rhyme or reason. Of course, now our seasons have changed, so it's a little hard to plant when you're accustomed to planting. And sometimes you still try to do that, and it doesn't work out because our rainy season has changed. It's raining now in September, so instead of the rainy season being another month, it's turned into the month of September. But anywho, so and heat has changed, and it was real hot. You know, the last parts of August or through August or July. So our seasons have changed, but the March was the planting. So planting is planting of seeds. So what we would do, what I would do, is reach out to all the individuals that I believed that were connected for substance use disorder. And I didn't change that language until this last few years, substance use disorder. It was substance abuse. And who all are they? Well, because I am a drug and alcohol counselor, all of those months that were dedicated to things, I would relate it back to alcohol and drugs. So if it was, if we deal with miscarriage, then how does an individual miscarry children if there's drugs and alcohol involved? If there is adoption, why would people give up their kids for adoption? Because they're struggling with the disease of addiction and alcoholism. So all of those things were connected. So every single issue that I could possibly think of, every single organization that I could possibly think of, I would reach out to them and I'd say, okay, we're going to have this conference. We're going to have this meeting. We're going to have this gathering. And we're going to gather in the realm of the planting of the seeds. We're going to talk with each other. We're going to get to know each other. We're going to plant the seeds of relationships in March. And then from March until September, we're going to continue to work the soil and remove the weeds and work out the things that we need to work out, and so that, and we're going to water this, the seeds that we planted. And in September, we're going to get back together and we're going to harvest those seeds that we planted. And we kept that up. I kept that up for several years with minimal participation. People didn't get it. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it was promotion. Maybe I didn't convey the message well enough. Maybe I didn't write the vision and make it plain. Or maybe, you know what, people just really don't want to connect. I don't know what the situation is, and I easily go to anger, and I press forward. But it got a little bit expensive to try to put together different events twice a year, even though that was my goal, and I wanted to do retreats. And if you look at any of the original planning that I wrote, you found that I was trying to do all of those things and fairly trying to do it alone. And then I would get frustrated because people that I thought were there to be supportive died. And then life happened, and I had a couple of kids, and then some financial situations, and then but I kept the National Recovery Month part going, and I kept it going because I thought there was a benefit to that. Now, in hindsight, I should have kept the March going, because what happens is the seeds that were planted in March would create a harvest in September, because being a six-month business in Trinity, if you get the bulk of your arrest through, say, from September until March, and then you began to plant the seeds in March, and what happens is a lot of those cases as a DWI provider would finally finish in court in September. And so there was probably a benefit in doing that. And now as I'm saying that out loud, I should redo the whole March-September business for 2017, which means I am starting the planning for the event for September, I think 19th or 20th of 2017. And so back to, let's thank all of the individuals who participated and see how they connect, just in the story that was just told to you as far as where the creation of National Recovery Month came from. So I'm a DWI provider, so licensed providers, and Insightful Options was there. I invited all of them. Mecklenburg County has 30 of them. I had some of them told me straight out, no, we're not going to be there. Some of them didn't even answer the call, and some of them didn't even respond, and that's okay. But there is at least 30 in Mecklenburg County, and there are many more in North Carolina. So I could very well invite them all again next year. Next year, my consideration would be if we have interns, I want to be able to have credit hours that individuals can get. I want to make it an all-out conference, and I really concentrate on that with the keynote speaker of Samuel Jackson. I'll get back to him next week for our last week in National Recovery Month. I'll finish that up with information about him. But let's go back to the beginning. I use it like a list. So how does an individual get introduced into drugs and alcohol as a youth? So we had Mecklenburg County Drug Free Coalition, the North Carolina Parent Resource Center, Governor's Highway Association with their underage drinking pamphlets. And I think that's all for the beginning part of it. We have Mobile Crisis. They came in. We had Insightful Options. We had My Father's Choice Ministry. And I'm calling out all the organizations that were there. And then we had Frankie Tack from CPCC, Tony Beatty, CPCC. Tony Beatty was actually a representative of the Addiction Professionals of North Carolina. Yes, that was really exciting. Those were that was one of our sponsoring organizations. So they were there, and she did a family systems presentation. So then Walgreens gave us a lot of stuff. Of course, my intern and her friend or fiance, they work at Walgreens, and Walgreens contributed water bottles and pill containers and coloring books and brochures about shingles. And you say, well, why Walgreens? Well, what my intern always tells me, Celeste, she says how people are coming there and trying to get people to write wrong scripts or fill prescriptions. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, so those are probably persons that are addicted to the prescriptions. And so Walgreens was there. And we had a lady, her name is DeMason, Sarah, from her office is down near Windsor Square. And she's a master social worker and a licensed person, and she works with a population, and the Change Within .com is her. Well, she put together these little containers that had candy and cards in it, her cards in it. I thought that was a really good idea. I have to call and tell her thank you for that again. And I would like to know where she got those, because I like candy. People like candy. And when I do this presentation at the Licensed Professional Counselors conference in some few weeks or whatever, I'm going to have candy on my table. So I'm going to take that idea. I thought it was neat. She also had treasure boxes and pocketbooks. I'm like, where did she get those from? And wow, that's good marketing tool, I think. Let's see who else. So I mentioned Addiction Professionals of North Carolina. They donated money towards the event. SDA Peakham Insurance donated, and that was our goal level, one of our goal level sponsors. I don't even know what goes past platinum level sponsor was Addiction Professionals of North Carolina, and they donated towards that. And then we had DWI Payless who gave them a list, gave Peakham Insurance a list, and said, I really need this balloons and things like that, and they came through. So I was really excited about that. And so then we had Walmart, they just looted it. So, but Walmart donated upwards of about $100, I think, overall, or more, $100, $150, I think, Walmart donated towards, purchase of some of the stuff. as did Food Lion, donated almost $100. Lowe's Food, $25. Harris Teeter, about $50 or more. But they contributed that, and I thought that was really nice that they did that, because they didn't have to, and it went towards buying the refreshments where people didn't need anything. Good, I didn't rely on that one company that said they were going to bring stuff. But anyway, so we were able to provide, oh, Publix, right, that those chicken wings over there off of South End. They contributed $50, and we were able to get a box of chicken wings and sandwich rolls, and that was good, along with all of the chips that we had bought and been able to have for the event, and the sodas and the water and you know, just good times. And we were able to give that stuff away to anyone who wanted it and anyone that was there. My peers, Tammy, her friend Terry, my administrative person, Joyce, Celeste, her fiance, Holly, my brother John, they had fun. We had purchased balls. It was our family fun day. So we want to thank Mecklenburg County Parks and Rec for allowing us to be able to use Sugar Creek Recreation Center and Shelter. We want to thank them for that, for donating the use of that. We want to thank the mayors of Alamance County and Mecklenburg County for helping us, for writing the proclamation, as well as the governor of North Carolina, who also wrote a proclamation and submitted it for the event, or for not the event, but for the month itself. We want to thank them for that. doTERRA provided the diffuser, and the diffuser was used, and it was, you know, and aromatherapy is real beneficial. And they said Mecklenburg County Drug Free Coalition, they were able to promote their Lock It Up initiative, which, you know, wants to encourage people to lock up their things so that children aren't exposed to that. And so we had a couple of the teenagers that were there with that. Let's see. Gosh, I said North Carolina Parent Resource Center. Smart Start contributed bags, and we had pins that went along with that. And we just really want to say thank you for that, for, you know, being able to have those things to give away. And all the different organizations that contributed brochures that we were able to put out. Oh, yeah, right, the Substance Abuse Prevention Services, we want to thank them for them also giving us information that we could give out to the individuals that participated, because everyone is connected. I tried to get gift certificates from, like, gym memberships, things like that. If you look at Recovery Communities of North Carolina, they have a voucher program, and with that voucher program is you can purchase bus passes and gym memberships and all of these things that are to help individuals who are in recovery, because once you get into recovery, there's a whole list of things to do once you are in recovery, and those are individuals that would be beneficial to helping individuals in recovery. You know, doctors, getting them involved, dentists, getting them involved, eyeglasses, getting them involved. We don't have the health care, mortgages, financial, because you tend to mess and ruin your credit reports and credit advisors and tax people. And that's a list of people that we can involve in our next event. But these are all of the people that contributed to the event, and we are forever grateful for the support that has been lent to us for the National Recovery Month event that we host the next year. As I said, we're going to try to do a little different. We're going to have Samuel Jackson as our keynote speaker, as he's in recovery, but he doesn't really say so. But it says that once he began to think of things underneath the surface of his roles, he has been one of the highest grossing movie stars that there is. And I think that it's because he was able to wrap his head around the story. And I think once you're able to do that, it ties into being educated about who you are, the values and being so enlightened that these are the ways that you go. And dear Heavenly Father, we only have a little bit more time, but we don't have enough time at all. Dear Heavenly Father, just go with us. Put your head of protection around us, and just protect all the places that are suffering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.